Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
Now, Tom.
Were
you there in the conversation where a friend of ours, the day after our wedding, said, "Hey, what was with your sister's tits?"
I don't remember it being, "Hey, what was with your sister's tits?" But yeah, I remember being a present for the moment where yes.
Mentioning my sisters.
The phrase "laid out like eggs on a plate" comes to mind. Yeah. They were
milky, milky, Captain Filthy.
You're a mind reader, Demi. I was looking at your sister and thinking,
yes,
milky, milky, Captain Filthy.
Do you know that the amount of titty that she had out was after we pulled the V of the dress in and put some stitches in?
Holy crap.
Yep.
So at some point they were just spilled right out of there, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
She came out of the bathroom after putting on the dress and it sounded like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I watched her turn 90 degrees to her right at some time because someone called out her name.
Mm.
And it was – do you ever get those like slap competition TikToks sent to you?
Yes.
How it kind of sounds like a single loud gunshot ringing out?
Yeah, people were hitting the floor at our wedding properly, yeah.
Ah!
Not here.
What happens when a humongous tit hits its only opponent that's worthy of it? Another humongous tit.
Yeah.
They're both attached to a wonderful sister.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, Demi, there was enough limelight to go around for you, the beautiful bride, and your sister's gigantic on-show tits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very cool. Very cool stuff.
Her boing-a-doingers, yeah, they were there.
They were indeed.
Fatty slappies, yeah. Yeah, people could see her boomer kaboomers. They saw her... roundy mounties.
Yeah, remember? We're finally far enough away from the wedding to let everybody know that, honestly, a lot of people forgot that we were getting married. It's true, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, but the reason there wasn't a dry eye is no one dared to blink because they were trying to just write these tits into their memory.
Yeah.
Their eyes were watering. Only through, like, just a blurry haze could they see those.
Yeah.
Big melons.
The light bouncing off of them sounded like a sword unsheathing.
Yes, it did. It really did.
Did you hear the angels singing as well when she got on the stage?
Oh, when she got on stage and the light hit them? Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Damn. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, orbs, and the woman who brought them.
Yeah.
It
was because a lot of that meant that a lot of the speeches just turned into, "Hey, I'm Angus, sucky, 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 sucky."
You think they would do it? All the speeches were people looking at the boobs sucky, and then just saying what they wanted
sucky,
to do.
Sucky, rubby, rubby, sucky, rubby.
Of course, I've known Demi for a while, and through her, I met her sister, Milky sucking gorgeous round.
Fatty bouncing, bouncing, fatty bouncing.
Suck the fat till it's flat, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, the wedding was good, but those tits were better. And you know what? We know when we've lost.
Nipples, nipples. I want to use your nipples as a toothpick.
Me?
No, Tom.
Oh, jeez. Just my luck.
Well, we're coming up on Christmas, Tom.
We are.
We've put up our Christmas decoration, singular.
Yes. Demi made a pillar that says worm on it.
Yeah.
And
we're going to make a worm tomorrow to sit on top of it.
Yeah, we're going to get some sculpting clay. Yeah, it does have lights. Yeah. It looks nice.
I love the worm pillar.
I know. And so do I.
Said the sleepy worm.
I am sleepy. That's, I've got a case.
I said I love the worm pillar.
Oh, I see. Words do sound like other words. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I get you.
I wanted to tell you about, I looked up r/ Christmas traditions.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? There's a fucking subreddit for specifically Christmas traditions?
No, there was for traditions, but then I just searched Christmas traditions on Reddit, and then I just found a thread.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But that's what I looked up, and I was like, that's kind of specific.
That would be really specific. It would be weird to think of people flocking to Christmas traditions, like, for the other 11 months.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just dropping in again, I remembered another.
Hey, yo, just checking in if anyone has had any come to them in June. Hey, never too early to start planning. Well, it's February, dude.
So I found a cool one that is actually, like, sounds really cool.
Okay.
Which is that this is a person who's like, I'm at Catalan, which I guess is they're from hang on. Let me fucking check how you properly say it because I'm being stupid. Hold on. Okay. This person wrote, I'm Catalan, meaning I follow Catalan Christmas traditions. In Catalonia,
okay.
Barcelona's the capital, it says. Uh-huh. We've got two fun or at the very least interesting traditions. So I was looking for stupid shit, but this one just made me go, huh.
Okay.
That's really nice.
I'm interested.
I want to preface this by assuring you all that I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Here it goes. It's El Tio de Nadal, they said, brackets Yule log. It's El Tio de Nadal, Yule log in brackets, colloquially called Carga Tio. A translation would be crapping log or something similar.
Okay.
So it says, Tio is a cut log with a painted face on the cut surface and a red cap, a traditional Catalan hat called Barantina.
Are they doing like plank from Ed and Eddie shit?
Kinda. We've got it at home, typically under the Christmas tree, often covered with a blanket.
Aww. They tuck the log in?
They tuck in their log. During the weeks before Christmas, kids give some food to their Tio, mandarins, bananas, biscuits, every night. When they wake up, Tio's eaten it all.
Damn.
The parents remove the food.
wait. Then how does Tio eat it?
Okay, and isn't he going to get hungry?
Yeah, Demi, you're not making fucking sense here.
Sorry.
Whoever this person is, they're not making any fucking sense.
The idea behind that is we want Tio to eat a lot so that he can poop a lot. Why? Well, Tio's a magical log that poops presents. Yes, Caga Tio is our Santa Claus equivalent. How exactly does a log poop, though? Easy. This made me really happy.
Okay.
Kids need to grab a stick and hit Tio repeatedly while singing a song that translates to crap Tio, crap hazelnuts and pine nuts nougat. If you don't behave yourself, I'll hit you with my stick. Crap Tio.
Wow. That's beautiful.
That's just one version. There are others. Whoa. There are other versions of Tio crap, crap Tio.
Well, I hope the other versions are asking for stuff that's not the nougat.
Mm.
Or the nougat. The whole, like, okay, I get, again, kind of hung up on the idea that the food is removed from Tio and then he's supposed to eat it. So, okay, just in the middle of the night, your parents are being pursued through the house by a log.
Yeah.
And that doesn't wake the kids up?
I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
It was for me. It was.
How will I crap? How will I crap?
I don't know. They're just going to hit you with sticks until you work it out, champ.
Yeah.
It only
it's
takes
always
me,
a mess, Tio.
It honestly only takes me like 3 solid whacks with a stick till I find my way to crap country.
I've gotten really good at hitting you in the right spot.
Yeah, it turns out I have a very sensitive spot over the entirety of my body and head.
Yeah.
That if you even if you even wrap it with a stick, I immediately void myself.
I hit Tom's adult fontanelle and it pushes all his organs down so the poop falls out.
Oh, hey. And now for the organs to slowly return to their usual resting places.
There they go. Have you seen that sack that camels have that they spit out of their mouths sometimes?
Nah.
Yeah, there's like a... I don't actually remember why they do it, but it's basically like you can see these videos of people are like, oh, it's spitting its stomach out. It's not technically their stomach. It's like a neck sack.
Hey, check this out.
It's, yeah, basically. God and then damn. It like comes out. It's huge. It's like, say my face is a camel face.
Okay. Your face is a camel face.
Oh, Tom.
Ugly. Okay.
It's like this big. Like almost as big as their fucking whole head.
So are they like... Oh, man, that is some of the most, like, choose the right time to strike at the weak point shit I've ever heard in my life.
Right? That's their big glowing gem.
When this tremendous furry monster that smells bad and genuinely has a projectile attack.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just pauses to be like, well, let me just go ahead and hang my gullet out of my mouth
Hold
for
on,
a bit.
This is something I do regularly.
When I overheat, I love to do this.
I'm just checking. They're like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, they are.
They ruminate, which means they regurgitate partially digested food and chew it again. No, I'm talking about the fucking... No, not that.
We're looking for the camel sack. We're looking for the crafting ingredient that the camel rarely drops.
It's... Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's called a dulla, D-U-L-L-A. It's an organ.
Cool.
It says it's a pink organ in the throats of camels displayed out of the mouth.
Okay, wait. Did they get my details?
Okay.
I get given head by camels a lot.
Dulla, a pink organ in the throats of camels displayed out of the mouth during courtship.
Damn.
Hey, you want to bump organs? Not those ones.
Hey, but here's a quick preview.
Piff, piff, puff, piff, puff, piff, puff, piff.
Oh, man.
Gif, gif, gif.
That's pretty cool. I mean, of the...
Look how big my organ.
That's a real showcase for if you've got it, flaunt it.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got the organ. Might as well regurgitate it down my mouth and let it hang there gently for anyone to stick an arrow through. For anyone fleet of foot to whip off with a dagger. Okay, so I like that. I liked learning about that. Thank you, Demi.
There's another, so this same person, the person who's
who's writing about Tio?
Yeah, is right. We've got another scatological tradition called El Caganer. This is a figurine we add to the nativity scene / manger. Not sure what it's called in English, sorry. The thing is that El Caganer means the crapper.
Oh, my God.
It's a figurine which shows a shepherd typically dressed in traditional Catalan clothes, squatting while he defecates.
Welcome to the beautiful city of Barcelona. It is time for shit Christmas. Would you like to see... Also, dude, hold it.
Yeah.
I understand that you're not changing, like, the makeup of the nativity scene, because if Christ is being born...
Yeah.
I think for people to focus on the guy taking a shit, I think it, like, usually at a regular birth... If someone was to just, like, walk in and be like, check this out, and it was, like, just...
Well...
Like, laying fucking rod down on the floor.
Well, many, many women shit during labor.
Yeah, but this guy's not in labor. He's like, oh, let me help. It's not like she fucking...
Well, they were yelling push, and he's like, okay. He's way at the back of the room going, I'm pushing.
I just got caught up in the action. Okay, I'm sorry for thinking something could be about me for once. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm picturing him in a mesh tank top.
Yeah. But so I feel like the birth of Jesus is such a momentous occasion. You'd spare like a glance for him, but then you go back to watching the birth of the Son of God, right? Yeah. Like I think
everyone was watching, right? They didn't just gather around afterwards. They were watching.
All the animals were watching. And mainly it was just like,
it's quite unsettling.
Yeah.
I don't even like when Norm watches me piss.
Yeah, it would be really weird.
If it's your first episode, Norm is our cat.
Yes. Not like our friend. I consider him a friend.
Mm.
I do think that... No, I've lost it. And now I'm just thinking of a guy taking a shit in an emergency... In a
emergency
as a baby
room,
is getting... birthed.
Yeah. Sometimes the baby's shit as well.
Well, and also labor goes on for so long, like, might as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and do this here. So this is a figure that they just add into nativity scenes. That's a guy taking a crap.
Yes.
It's a guy, like, with his pants pulled down around his ankles, and he's just popping a squat and letting it fall where
and
it
shitting,
does.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is a fucking stable, so fair enough.
They do it anywhere. Who cares?
That's the thing. They're probably in his shitting spot. Like, he had this planned out all day. He just worked a long, hard day at the, like, I don't know, date stall or whatever. Yeah. And then
he's trying to shit in peace. This is an inconvenience for him.
Yeah. Can we keep it down? Except the guy saying push.
Can everybody leave? Or am I going to have to do this in front of you?
Angel appearing. Be not afraid. I wasn't. If I was, this would be done by now. Pointing at the poop.
He's being so upset with everybody in his toilet. And he's like, I've heard of women giving birth in toilets, but this is ridiculous. Toilets haven't been invented.
It is. It would be weird to. Demi, in the nativity, I believe that one of the things they show is, like, you know, she was giving birth in a manger, which.
She was not in the manger.
Oh, they put baby Jesus in the manger.
Into a manger, yeah. Right. And is a manger a feed trough or some shit?
Yeah, I think so, or
no
something
like
that.
A crib for a bed, yeah. Away in a manger.
Well, okay, so that narrows it down. So it wasn't a crib.
Well, it definitely wasn't a crib.
And the stuff you would have in a barn, I think that it would be something. I mean, it couldn't be the poop trough. Gently laying my newborn down into the warm poop of the cow.
Listen,
and share the
if
stolen.
It is the poop trough, then that guy is so much more annoyed about where the baby is being born.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
I got to pinch this off quick or I'm going to be doing it onto that.
You made a good point a second ago. Why don't tell me what baby Jesus didn't have. Tell me more about what he did. No crib for a bed. No crib for a bed. Yeah. And no baby pants and no baby hat head.
Well,
doesn't have toys and he sort of has a dad.
I think the baby had a head.
No, the hat for the head. Listen up. He doesn't have a bed. He certainly doesn't have hair yet.
No.
That'd piss me off.
That'd be so bad if you were done giving birth to the baby and you're like, oh, God, it's the afterbirth coming after it. But no, it's just like long, luscious locks. it's like a full head of hair.
Well, the baby comes out bald and then their wig comes out after them.
Wait for me. Can't have them see us like this.
It's walking over on two locks quite happily.
Desperately trying to unbraid it before it gets on my baby's head so my baby isn't cancelled is the first thing it does. Yeah, I think, just thinking back to, like, you know, the fucking, because the whole thing is they, yes, Demi?
No, nothing. Just, like, trying not to be cancelled because you're like, listen, I just have a talented pussy. It did the cornrows, not me. That's just how it came out.
My lips can close on something and just tie it in a knot.
Yeah.
And it happens that I did that multiple times.
Yep.
And on both ends of me that have lips.
Yeah.
Anyway, thinking about the nativity scene.
Mm.
So it's like Joseph and Mary. I mean, we can't not have them. Then I think...
If you were going to get rid of one of them, maybe Joseph, I suppose.
Mm.
But Mary pretty much got to be there.
But even then, yeah, I think that even before them would be the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
And then we kind of get into, hey, what's your scale like? And how many models of farm animals you got lying around?
Ooh, because what animals would you have closest to the baby?
Well... I think it's got to be on either side. Like, traditionally, it's cow and sheep.
Okay, but don't you usually have, like, more than one sheep in the nativity?
Maybe you're thinking of, like, one horse.
Oh,
and you
that's
seeing
what,
that as two sheep.
Yeah. I was thinking of two sheep that are on top of each other, but no, that's a horse.
Yeah. But no, yeah, you're right. I think so. We have like multiple sheep just kind of scattered. I think, you know what it is?
Sheep is the Jesus animal.
You know what it is? I think it's that you can't buy just one sheep at the store.
Yeah.
And so, and also they probably want to have the big sheep and then the lamb on account of him being like, that's his whole thing.
Yeah. Dinosaur?
I was genuinely thinking like a big velociraptor.
Yeah, I wanted to say it first, but I couldn't.
The frilled neck dinosaur staring into there going.
Yeah. Sorry, Norm.
Sorry, Norm.
Bunch of snakes.
Yeah, and then like on the horizon we have the three wise men.
Yeah.
So I guess I can use up my Donatello and my Michelangelo and my Leonardo figures there. And then that just leaves us with a
Where goes loose, the rat?
Well, leaves us with loose.
Joseph.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. And girl turtle for that other
April.
Bitch. April.
April, yeah. She famously was not a girl, a turtle. She was a girl, human.
Well, there was a girdle.
Was there a girdle?
Yeah, there was a girdle at one point. I think it was in the movie, though. There was a girdle. I remember seeing it.
Goodbye. I have to die now. They're scared what seeing me will do to impressionable young minds. Oh, no, she's turned the blade on herself.
Ninja Turtles don't have little turtle tails, which makes me upset. Because little turtle tail is a cute little thing to see on a turtle.
It's a wonderful little waggling thing.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful waggling sight.
Little turtle tail is a ticklish sight.
Mm. It is. And I would like to see it, but unfortunately the budget just can't stretch that far. We spent all the money on making the faces as scary as possible.
Yeah.
And so we can't possibly spend any money on that.
I had some other Christmas traditions that people wrote.
I would like to hear them, but first I would like to say, just imagine giving birth and you're fully engaged in this, and then you look up and a cow's just like, what's going on over here?
Yeah, that's what is so fucked up, that she had to have the cows being like interested.
Hello. Oh. Just looking at you like when you yell out cow and a cow's like, huh? And then like, the cow looks away and you're like, excuse me.
Sorry.
Hey, just so you know, this isn't going to happen again in this barn.
This is a miracle in several ways.
Yeah.
Well, I think the cow's confused because he's like, mine just come out of there. Well, I guess she's like, mine just come out of there.
Yeah. Well,
mine just come out and start run.
Cow just standing and be like, she just like me for real. She just like moo. Moo. I guess she would just be like, actually, I can probably edit this down to just moo.
Yeah, she'd probably say that. First and foremost, yeah.
For real, though. Yes, that's what cows be like.
Yes.
It's absolutely crushing at the open mic.
That thing looks busted now.
Don't worry, you'll have another calf soon. So, hey, check this out. Cow does a poop.
So these are some other people's Christmas traditions. Okay. Deleted wrote, I whack off first thing when I wake up. Cool.
Okay. That's, you gotta hope that's not a father with a family.
Yeah. First thing, probably go give the kid their presents and then take yourself to the bathroom.
Yep. You know
with
what?
With your Maxi magazine.
Go ahead and stand in a dry shower because it's what you deserve.
Yeah.
And then just do it into the drain.
Christmas piggy.
There is something so brutal about the idea of jerking off on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
To me, it's an activity that I am always going to be too full to engage in.
Yeah.
You know, I can't reach over my belly.
I'm not looking forward to how full I'm going to be on Christmas.
Yeah. If only there was some way we could avoid it. Unfortunately, I genuinely don't think there is. I have to eat the delicious food.
This is from The Toilet's Dirty. This is their Christmas tradition.
Okay.
We usually throw the leftover turkey meat onto our neighbor's roof, and then at night the raccoons climb up on it and fight really loud.
Huh. Huh. That seems like a prank, sure, on your neighbor, but also on you a bit.
Yeah.
On account of you're next to the really loud fighting raccoons.
Yeah.
But you know what? What do I know?
It's not your roof, I guess.
Also, what the fuck? Okay, I'm piecing together. Either this person is American or like Canadian, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you fucking having the two turkiest months of the year?
Basically, yeah. They have turkey on Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. What do people do?
Little people do.
Little people do. I do.
What do the big people do? Because that's what
big
I need
turkey.
To find out. But yeah, like
boy turkeys on Christmas, girl turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Okay, but turkey isn't a Christmas meat.
That yeah, here because we don't have turkeys. Stupid.
I am not stupid.
Here we have ham mostly. I know they have ham over there as well, but we have more ham than freaking turkey.
It's fun. It's harder to get turkey over here. It's not as much of a cultural thing. Looked over, decided not to make an edit note. It's just going in. Fine. If you want to burp into the microphone, it goes in the episode.
Korgoth says, throwing rocks at the trains.
Awesome. And the great thing about that, that's a tradition you can kind of carry on to every other day.
Yep. Now, I think Blobicorn isn't being sincere here, but he says, sucking my own cock with eggnog as lube.
Demi, I'm starting to wonder about the provenance of these questions and answers.
What do you mean?
I'm just starting to wonder if the place you got them from is perhaps not engaging with Christmas spirit set to maximum.
Well, this person says...
The Catalan one was very convincing.
I don't celebrate Christmas religiously, but I made it a habit to send strangers Christmas presents every year. It makes me happy. Psycho!
Yeah. Yeah, don't be giving people a mystery to solve.
No.
Because
Reva, don't do that.
Also, what do you mean you're sending strangers presents? Like, are you finding out? I think if you're finding out anything about a stranger that could lead you to give them a present that's thoughtful, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And then if you're just sending them like a random, you know, fucking a box with gift wrap over it, and then they open it up and there's like, I don't know, a trinket or like a random thing that you just looked at them and made a judgment call on.
Yeah.
That's also bad in a different way.
Yeah. I study strangers so I can do kindness from the shadows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing about me. I'm too much of an attention seeker to give to charity. And I also kind of want to be a little mysterious. I want to leave people with kind of a sense that they've been looked after, but also I want them really looking over their shoulder and afraid. How does this guy know my fucking address? Like, what are you talking about? You buy presents for strangers.
I guess just like people on their street that they've never met. Because like, what do you, I guess you're just like taking presents to random addresses that you don't know the inhabitants.
I think there was something about like, I know there's a thing on Reddit where they do like a Christmas gift exchange, which seems
stupid.
I mean, look, it's just, I get it, but to me, you shouldn't just like go out and buy yourself something. If you are posting on like a forum or whatever, like the things you like, the three things you like, and then you're like, oh boy, I can't wait to see what a person who read those three things gets me.
Yeah.
Like you probably, why don't you just like buy it for you?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to. I know there's like a bonus to like unwrapping stuff and you know, the feeling of like opening a gift, but grow up.
Well, we do a friendship exchange.
Yeah, but that's different to the Reddit gift exchange where it's for people they do not know apart from they post like, I am interested in these forms of wool for my crocheting hobby and you can purchase them here. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Really odd.
Yeah. This one says, get asshole naked and frolic in the first snow of the season.
Man, okay. I don't think that would be a good idea for me.
Okay, this one was the one that made me want to bring this up.
Okay, before we move on to the good one, the arsehole naked and frolic in the first snow of the season. For one thing, okay, how much are we checking the weather app? And for two thing, I don't like the idea of being naked in snow. I think of all the... it's obviously the worst weather event to be naked in.
Yeah, people buy little boots for dogs because it's the bit of skin that they have showing.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Surely you're not going out there in, like, snow boots and then everything else just clacking around.
Well, they said asshole naked.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sucks.
This person... Oh, okay, so one more quick one, then I'll get around to the one that I wanted to show you.
Sure.
Infinite Response says, coming in my wife. Deleted... Deleted says, won't have one when she finds out you're on r/Taylor Swift's legs. And the reply says, she won't find out.
That is awesome. It is always so good to find someone who is just being that little bit of a Reddit cop, being like, hey man, just so you know what you jack off to.
All right.
I love that. That's awesome. And also, that's a genre of subreddit that is so strange to me where it's like, okay, and so are you commenting on and like building a community over at r/Taylor Swift's legs?
I guess.
Like if you, I think it's less sinister to be just straight up addicted to pornography.
Yeah, me too.
I need you to not be doing that.
Nicki Minaj's teeth. What? Talking about.
All right. Actually, now.
Okay, so 3 years ago, Flaming Wild Nuts posted this as their family Christmas tradition.
Okay.
Our Christmas traditions start with my wife, quote, going for a walk on the morning of Christmas Eve, which is code for her meeting up with her high school ex and screwing in the backseat of his wife's car. The rest of Christmas Eve is pretty calm until Christmas Eve dinner when all the family friends are invited over. Drinking ensues, which leads to the exact same stories being told as were told from the previous year. All of this is brought to a predetermined climax when her sister loudly announces that she's going to midnight mass, but no one else is invited because none of us are Christians. Christmas morning is pretty normal with the kids opening presents from Santa. However, my wife's family has this wonderful tradition where her sister decides to act like a deranged bitch and pisses her brother off to the point of causing a huge ruckus, ending with their mother crying. Luckily, this doesn't begin until the sister gets there after 10, when she begins by complaining that we didn't wait for her to eat breakfast, which she knew darn well started at 9. By 11, we go back to opening presents. Luckily, the drinking can begin at this point. Things can get really odd while opening presents that are mislabeled or just poorly thought out. By mid-afternoon, we get to my father-in-law's house. This is where we get to open the presents we bought for ourselves with the money he mailed us. Someone always gets him a movie that he insists on watching right then. So we all eat barbecue, listen to the stepmother say, "We are having a party!" Start watching the movie and all fall asleep. It's fun.
Honestly, that last bit sounds really good.
Yeah.
Opening the presents you bought yourselves with the money he gave you.
Yeah.
Kind of an ideal interaction for me.
Forever Autumn comments, "She's been doing this for years and you allow to happen?" Mm-hmm. Flaming Wildnut says, "I don't think I know for sure what you said, but I think you asked why I allow this to happen. I have been married 23 years. It just isn't worth the hassle to deal with it."
Rock on, brother. Damn.
Sounds like a fun Christmas tradition.
Honestly, good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. Brackets small, good for her, brackets large.
Yes, yeah.
Man, boy oh boy, I can see that absolutely giving you some spring in your step if you're like the lady getting ready to cheat on your husband annually.
On Christmas morning.
Just being like, ah.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Well, I guess I'm going to pop out for, honestly, 2 to 3 hours maybe. Oh, boy, I'm going to get sweaty, so don't wait up, everybody.
Wonder if they agreed on it or he was just like, she just does this.
It seems like she just does this. And
your pussy smells like Derek.
Tell you this much, I don't feel bad for him, and I'm glad she's got an escape from him.
Yeah.
Because the guy isn't reeking of positivity, which,
he
you
said
know,
it was fun.
Yeah, at the end, but there was like, look,
maybe
I think,
her sister is a deranged bitch.
Yes, but maybe the key is that he has to just snap and fuck her. Because clearly he's thinking about her a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's an interesting one. I don't think I would like my Christmas tradition to include my spouse sneaking off to fuck someone. And especially if they... If they did have to do
it. Down.
Yeah, please. And also not a Boxing Day thing either.
Right, well, you give me a list of all the days.
You give me a list of 12 days I'm not allowed to. The creaky chair much, bitch? I don't like... it doesn't seem like a good setup. Honestly, the... Huge respect to the mother-in-law saying, "We are having a party."
That is eating barbecue and watching a movie.
We
are having a party.
I would genuinely say that that is very Tom Walker-coded.
Yeah.
Just spooning a big bit of, like, I don't know, sauce that's left over on my plate because I got the ratios wrong, looking up and making eye contact with someone. We are having a party.
That's right, Tom.
Hooray. That must be why I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what smells like unmarried guys cum? Huh?
No, the guy was married. They're fucking in his wife's car.
Oh, right.
What's
Why is your wife's
like
car?
Cum inside my wife.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a whole lot of stuff. But good for you for seemingly having it all planned out, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, would love to check in on that person in a few years and see how they're going.
Yeah, I might check their other posts.
Yeah, why not, you know? Oh, there they are in Taylor Swift's legs. You know what? He's getting what he deserved. Well, hey, let's take a break here. So, and I got to be brutally honest here, Demi, so we can insert a programmatic ad.
No, Tom.
Yeah, no, I want to. I really want to.
I can't.
I don't fucking care.
I don't know how.
No, we have to take a break because I want to put a. I want to put
penis
a space
in
here.
Another lady.
Hmm. Actually, now you mention it, that would go down a treat.
Dibs.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have let my damn wife call dibs. Yeah, no, we got to put a space here so the company that controls this can sell this like 30 seconds to a minute to whatever dog shit idea is getting advertised this week.
Yes.
So please enjoy that. We'll be back to you in just a second. Bye.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey everybody, welcome back to BigSoftTeeter.png. If you're an Acast representative, the preceding comment was a hilarious joke. Anyway, Demi, Christmas sure is coming. I've had so little sleep.
Yeah.
I've had
little sleep, but you've had even less than that. You only had like 2 hours.
Yeah, in a really strange way. I think I made a too strong coffee last night and also maybe took my... Did you just poke yourself in the eye with your finger?
No, I was trying to get something out of my eye and I shoved it in way deeper.
Oh, two irises, Demi. That's what they call her.
Yeah. Ow.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
Got an extra pupil or two?
Ow.
And I'm not looking at the elementary school for once. I love to look at the elementary school. What are we doing today, I ask?
Oh, man, he's back.
Knocking on the gate. Hello, I'd like to complain to the headmaster. Are you only enrolling blurry children today? So your binoculars are focused by twisting them. Aha. Mm. Well, I'll bid you adieu.
Oh, you're so big!
I can see why you're headmaster. Why, you'd be able to teach even the most gigantic children. Taking down their binoculars. Huh. Oh, your gigantic clone was nearby.
Are you doing experiments in there?
You know what? That's a question that principals love to be asked.
Yeah.
Hey, just based on vibe stuff, are you doing experiments in there?
You are, right?
I was thinking that there's experiments afoot.
And if you are they under? Do you have to go down something to see the experiments?
Where are we going? Are we going like down into a laboratory or up towards like a tower with a lightning rod strapped to it?
Or is it hiding in plain sight?
Oh.
Is it the cafeteria that has been closed down for 10 years that nobody goes into?
Could be. Yeah, I'm
with,
really...
Like, with poorly painted ladies on the window like they're doing work.
I'm very tired on account of I was up late last night. I was up till 5 and then woke up at 8, which was bizarre. I have no idea.
Like, and what did you do in that time, Tom?
I can get to that. But I was up until actually genuinely like 5:30 to 8:30, and it was very strange just being completely wide awake and then waking up and being wide awake.
Yeah.
Perhaps the return of some classic Tom's troubles, but also probably linked to the fact that I had my ADHD meds late and I made, I probably at some point just made too strong a coffee.
Yeah. I had that. I have that when you go away.
Really? Mm-hmm. You have the 2 hour sleepies?
Well, no matter what time I go to bed, I wake up at like seven.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That is mysterious.
It's really weird.
Anyway, yeah, what I did last night was the Resident Evil 4 remake has a DLC out for it, which is a separate story called Separate Ways, and I replayed it. I finished it at the start of the night and then played through it three separate times, getting, and it just, this will mean something if anyone's played it, but getting S+ on standard and S on hardcore and professional, just back to back, being like, well, I'm still not sleepy. And then I lay down in bed and my eyes were just wide open.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks.
And also that, like, you were playing with headphones on, so you being awake wasn't the reason that I was awake.
No.
But then I slept.
How dare you be sleepy in front of me at this moment?
Sorry. Are you sleepy now?
No, I'm just like kind of discombobulated.
Yeah.
You know when you're, it's not that you're sleepy.
Use that, well, you can't use that word because I think about Sherlock Holmes.
Ah, sorry. Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of timey-wimey right now.
Oh, Tom, you know what you've done.
What have I done? Have I done something absolutely horrible?
Have I done something egregious?
But yeah.
He didn't mean to do that, wibbly bibbly.
I just feel like I'm on like, yeah, not sleepy, but just. Yeah, good game. Good fucking game. Resident Evil 4 remake. So fucking good.
Seems good.
Yeah,
you
it really
there
is.
Instead of in bed with your wife.
Well, to be clear, when I came to bed with my wife at like 5:30, 5:45 a.m., at the first sign of me relaxing, I did a big yawn and you put your finger in my mouth. And then you proceeded to laugh so hard I thought you might throw up.
But I created a new game.
Well, yeah, the game is good. The game
After
is...
I put my finger in Tom's mouth, I was like, oh, actually, this will be fun. Let me see if I can shut my eyes and touch your nose.
Yep. And let me tell you, gang, seeing that little finger slowly approach...
Your eye.
Yeah. An eye that you have to keep open to check whether the finger's going to dip into it. And trying to just calibrate, when's the last second that I can turn my head here?
Yeah.
Very
then
scary.
Then you had to go. It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, we both got the same element of the face. We both got the far right corner of the eye.
Yeah.
Of the right eye.
Yeah. No. I got your left. You got my right.
No, you got my right.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow. We're so alike.
Yep. Even despite our differences, I'm cool, you drool, I'm really nice, and you're honestly incredibly mean.
Okay, and I'm ugly and you're hot. Wait.
Yeah, I
No.
might be right. Yeah, no. I was thinking that, God, more fool me, Demi. I thought your crone ass was the hot one. We're looking at it right now. I'm hot stuff, baby.
Why am I so bad at this?
I don't know. Probably a lack of charisma, which I also have in spades. You ever think when guys do their thing where they like lick a finger and then go tss on themselves? It's just, maybe that's just the sound the finger makes.
Maybe they're pissing.
Yeah.
I'm so hot when I touch my leg, I piss.
I'm so hot. Can't you hear me piss when I touch myself?
Okay.
Where are you going?
They poked the snake that's in their pocket.
Yeah. That's how you guys make that noise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Demi, it's time for a segment, okay. If I may bring one to you.
The snake is on them because it has cold blood. That's why they're saying
it's warming up because they're hot. Yeah. Yes. It's making sense.
Yes.
I love world building. Coming up, we have another episode. Well, episode, fuck me. Another installment of the segment where I look into the world of miniature horses. That's right, it's miniature horses.
Miniature horses, small body and tiny hooves. Miniature horses, the 34 inches high and under. Ooh, miniature horses. The segments are about you, miniature horses. They're tinier, tinier, tinier than you.
These are some wonderful stories about, you guessed it, miniature horses. How many times do we think I can just kind of say the thing of the segment over and over? Miniature horses, of course, the smaller version of a regular horse, Demi. You ever say a sentence and you're like, fuck, this might be like the sentence I say for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
I got this from a Fun and Games with Winnie article from horsecanada.com.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say horse cannon.
God, that would get the horse to you even faster than the horse itself.
Mm-hmm. And if you hated it, get it away. Hey, can you send me over my horse? I'm just calling the island. I'm like, yeah, I forgot to bring him. Can you send him over in the horse cannon? Oh, he's broke. Oh, he is broke.
Oh, damn.
Oh, not only legs broke, but so burnt from cannon.
Damn, usually you'd have to like put one of these things down, but I think you guys did that pretty well when you fired it out of a cannon.
You did it well by putting it up.
It would be kind of cool if like it just...
Bling. It's just so like...
That's so nice.
Like when a puppy falls down, but it's like...
Am I right in picturing the idea of, oh, I think this is from Metal Gear Solid 5. I was picturing a horse, like, parachuting with a parachute, like, just tied around its belly and it's kind of just, like, sagging in the middle, kind of like when you pick up a cat.
I don't think a horse would sag like that.
Not as much, but just kind of a gentle bend.
Well, horses have, like, a naturally, like, plump belly usually. So, like, I don't think that they would be, and I don't think their spines usually arch.
But they have, like, a subtle bend to them if it's being picked up just by the belly.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think horses bend like that.
Well, it will be my life's work to prove you wrong, vile harlot. here it is. No. God damn it. Let me check here. Okay, yeah.
You're having a
Noel's indoor piano recital. Now, Noel is a
horse.
That's right. Noel is a horse.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Did she come play the piano?
It's also spelt Noel, but I don't know, on context.
No, like the Christmas version of Noel is spelt like that.
Oh, really? I thought it was with an L and an E at the end.
Mm-mm.
Okay, great.
N-O-E-L.
Okay, here we go. Noel's indoor piano recital. This was Noel's second look at the horse piano.
What's that song that goes? You know the one?
No.
Oh. It's called Noel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you were doing it too quietly for me to hear it.
Sorry.
What's that song that...
Hey, what's your favorite thing about...
This is Noel's second look at the horse piano. She figured out on Sunday how to make the note farthest to the left... C.
Jokers
create a sound.
Uh-huh.
Wendy, this is by Winnie of Fun and Games with Winnie, a recurring segment for Horse Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy and I had a wonderful session with the miniature horse, Noel. Sorry, this isn't Winnie. This is by Winnie's assistant, I guess. I don't fucking know. Probably another horse, knowing Horse Canada.
Bit fucking on the nose to be called Winnie running a horse website.
It is a bit much. Wait, no, it is by Winnie.
Oh, my God.
Wendy and I had a wonderful session.
Oh, God, Tom. There's nothing I can trust you with that matters to me.
Dude, I need to get 3 hours of sleep a night minimum. 2.5 is not enough. Wendy and I had a wonderful session with the miniature horse, Noel. This is Noel's second look at the horse piano. Bill and I played with her Sunday. Oh my God, I hope there was some banana left for her. No, I'm kidding. It's the day of the week. Fucking relax. Noel figured out on Sunday how to make the nose farthest to the left. C, create a sound. Occasionally, she activated the middle note, D. However, she rarely pushed down hard
fucking
enough.
Fucking idiot!
She rarely pushed down hard enough on the note to the right. E. We tried different approaches. Sometimes we placed a treat on the key.
Sometimes we would scare her.
Sometimes we just called time and hit Noel. We'd hit and hit.
Imagine going up to a horse with a piano and being like, boogity boogity. And the horse is like, on the.
Frere Rashaka. Hammering down with its hooves so it's slightly discordant. She rarely pushed down hard enough on the note to the right. E. We tried different approaches. Sometimes we placed a treat on the key, hoping that Noel would exert enough pressure when picking it up. But this didn't work very often. We also tried saying, touch. She happily touched each key. But once again, she was too soft and gentle. Today, Lindsay, who takes care of the horses at Christy McQuaker's farm, was in the tack room with us, sitting on a stool, having her lunch. Too many characters, for one thing, in this story.
I don't know who Christy is. I just learned who Wendy is.
Yeah, and now Lindsay is being thrown in here.
God damn it.
Apparently there's infinite women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
At one point...
Oh, someone went to the name store and they were having a sale.
Yeah, and a sale on farms, if I'm picking up what Christy McQuaker bought at some point.
Hey, if she's too gentle, get a heavier horse to play the piano.
Yeah. Or maybe just... You play the piano.
Yeah.
And say the horse is doing it and ask your audience to close their eyes.
Ooh, well, I don't have any hands. Okay, you've got, like, arms and that's all the horse has, so.
At one point, she got off the stool. That's Lindsay. I was leading Noel in the mesmerizing...
Lindsay from Christie's farm?
Yes.
Okay.
I was leading Noel in the mesmerizing circle between her playing sessions at the piano, and as we passed the stool... Noelle put her teeth on it 3 times, side by side.
What? So what do you mean side by side?
I think she went just like, hung, hung, hung. Like
in a row.
Like not overlapping the teeth marks maybe, or just overlapping them a bit, but like tunk, tunk, tunk.
Okay, is that a trick or?
I noticed this and commented that Noelle just did the exact movement we need on the piano. The stool is about 4 feet high.
Hold on.
And the piano was set up.
Hold on.
2 feet.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What do you mean the movement you need on the piano?
So the piano.
Yes. I understand that she did it in a row in the way that they want her to play the piano.
No, so.
Do you need it? You need her to play the piano. You need it.
I need this.
You need her to play the piano.
If I don't get this, it'll all be for naught. Please play. Play my gorgeous horse. So one thing is that so the notes of the horse piano are very separate. So there's like, I don't know, 2-3 feet in between each note.
Okay.
So
why didn't they put it closer?
Because they need to train the horse to set off each separate key, and the key needs to be big enough that the horse can learn, and the horse is stupid.
And what, again, why are they doing this?
Well, they want the horse to play piano.
Okay.
The stool's about 4 feet high and the piano was set up at 2 feet. After a few minutes, what happened those few minutes? We raised the piano to the stool's height and Noelle's playing improved significantly. What were you guys doing?
This didn't happen.
At the lower height.
Why did you make up a story about a stool?
That stool has my creative juices flowing. But the way that that Noelle learned to play the piano was so simple.
But the piano's on the floor. What do we do?
After a few minutes, we raised the piano to the stool side. Noelle's playing improved significantly. At the lower height, she was so very gentle with the piano and often didn't press hard enough to create the sound.
But when we raised it to the height of, say, a child's face, she immediately bit the piano.
We angled it towards her and she bit and ripped at the piano. Bill set up the piano so that each note requires very little pressure. Wait, are we...
Why didn't you fucking do that when it was on the ground, dickhead?
Also, when did we meet Bill?
Bill's a woman!
Bill and I played with her Sunday. Okay, all right, sorry. Bill was previously
a banana left.
Hmm?
Oh, it's the day of the week. Everybody calm down. Fucking joke.
You see what I'm talking about? You can't fucking say anything.
I know. It's called fucking comedy, and if you're going to be precious.
It's called a goddamn fucking joke.
You're not going to be able to enjoy anything if you're so wound up so fucking tight about they're just words, people.
Demi, I've been telling you, it's time for the hard pivot to the conservative right right now. We got to get out of here, sweetie.
I know.
These snowflakes aren't even letting us make freaking jokes.
You've been telling me this.
Bill set up the piano so that each note requires very little pressure, but Noelle was super soft.
I don't trust Bill.
Once the piano was raised, it was easier for her to create the sound. Several times, she activated the keys with her chin bopping downwards.
Okay, what did she do the rest of the fucking times? What are you talking about?
Well, they wanted her to play the note by, like, biting on the note.
Why? Before, it doesn't make any sense that she would be biting it before she was stepping on the fucking ground.
Well, it was 2 feet high, and so she would be bending her neck to bite it. Yeah. Next paragraph.
Why? And why did they soften? Why did they make it more sensitive when they raised it when they could have done that when it was on the ground? Because
no,
the only
it's,
problem-
it's been the same sensitivity the whole time.
Oh, how is this sword so gentle?
Oh, how is it so gentle and gorgeous and beautiful? And why does its mane flow so hypnotically?
Why do I want to put makeup on it?
Talk about a smart pony. She understood what we wanted, but felt that the height was not exactly right. She demonstrated on the stool what adjustments needed to be made to help her play the piano.
No.
Luckily, we took note and corrected the height.
No.
I don't think she did.
She didn't. What you want is a stool sponsorship. I know this. grow up.
What I have here, Demi.
Is a lie. It's just a bunch of lies.
Well, it may at least have a grounding in truth.
Do they say what color the horse is?
They don't say what color the horse is. I'm sorry.
Perfect.
But I do have...
Do you have a picture of the piano?
I have a picture of the piano. And more than that, Demi, I have... the attached video of Noelle playing the piano.
Mm.
Would you like to see Noelle playing the horse piano?
Yeah, I would like that.
Here it is. It is in a crisp 240p.
Okay.
Uploaded to a YouTube channel that I now subscribe to, which is all of Winnie's horses being trained in tricks. Just going to crank the volume up as loud as I can.
Good. And here.
Yay, she pressed right. that. She pressed the last one. The woman did. It's a horse piano.
Good. And here. Yeah.
The woman pressed it.
It does look like she played the last one. So you can see there that the cutouts are kind of huge and in the shape of the horse's lower jaw.
Yes. And
so it looks like a school desk that has had cutouts made and then the... sounds it makes are kind of like, I would describe, if I would mimic them, they sound like. She has some, just, there's a little bit more dialogue here, which I think you'll enjoy, but go ahead. All right,
but I'm just going to say, she's telling the horse where to put its face. They haven't taught the horse, hey, why don't you, like, touch the bits that look different.
Well, this is its fifth piano lesson.
I did better than this.
Well, sure, but you probably couldn't flick your mane in such a wonderful way as this little beauty.
I could. Then had I a mane to flick?
You couldn't grow one if your life depended on it, and one day it may.
Hey, that's right. That's how you do it. That's 3 blind mice. Oh, and here. And here. Good.
She did. Now... the horse did do those three by herself.
No, she was pointing still.
Well, yeah, but you gotta... she's learning.
And here.
Pretty cool. What do you think about the shape of this wonderful horse?
Beautiful, fat tummy, love it.
Gorgeous little horse, really small. I love it very much.
Yep. Beautiful blonde mane.
Yes. And the people over at the sides don't look so bad either.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's just a fucking joke.
It's just a joke.
Now
words can't hurt you.
From like the two most sensitive people alive. Two people who have like, I feel like I realize I just have like a delayed damage to almost everything someone says. Someone will just say something about me where they're like, yeah, you were like, actually, you were really funny on like Wednesday. And I'd be like, okay. And then like 2 weeks from then, I'll just roll over to you in bed and be like, am I funny? Does everyone hate me? I do have another video from their YouTube channel. This is 1.5 minutes long. Okay. I don't know that we'll watch the whole thing, but I think it is worth showing you just a bit of.
Okay. You want to explain the video to me or do you just want to play it?
I'll explain the second to you, which is that this video is called Finding the Giants.
Okay.
And it has, it's being performed at a farm. And this is part of a miniature horse show that they do.
Okay.
So what we're
Shrek is not a giant.
No, they've missed almost every part of this. So what we're looking at is a traditional place where like a horse show would take place, which is basically to say
a
big thing of dirt. We're looking at a big thing of dirt, and then they've got like a tent set up.
A camping
over
tent.
To the side.
Not like a marquee, a camping tent.
A camping tent. And by that is a guy who is wearing the clothes he wore to work today, but he's also got on.
No, I think that is a Shrek tunic. He's Shrek in jeans.
I don't know about that, Demi. That looks like just a regular jacket to me.
It's the right coloring.
Well, but he is wearing jeans and a flannel underneath.
Well,
and
yeah, then the flannel is underneath the Shrek shirt.
And then the orange beanie. And then we do have, of course, a bright green Shrek mask.
Yeah.
And you can see, you can kind of hear at the start, this guy is not solid on the script.
No.
Because the guy who has the microphone.
Yeah.
One thing, you want to give the speaking role a microphone.
Yeah.
But having seen this guy's performance, I understand why.
Okay.
But the ringmaster has to establish, oh, the giant is here and he's sad. And why are you so sad? And he just says, oh, I don't get up to my daddy's knees. And it's up to the ring leader, I don't know what you call him, the MC. Like, oh, this is Shrek's son. I don't know if you got that. This is Shrek's son, and he's sad because he doesn't even reach his daddy's knees.
Yeah.
Well, let's just continue on a little bit more.
If you come out and I have some special wizard magic to make you grow, would you agree to come out?
Okay.
Come on out, giant. Little giant.
Okay.
I've just realized that that was Shrek.
Shrek was saying that
Shrek's
that the giant
son
is, sad.
Is emerging from the tent.
Okay.
And Shrek's son is maybe a regular man who's been put in the tent for crowd work purposes.
Yes.
Look, he's very small.
Oh, and you better believe he's got the shoes on his knees.
Yep. That's why he's so small and he doesn't come up to Shrek's height at all.
Mm-hmm.
Waste time, understand?
Well, a minute ago you said it was his knees.
Yeah.
That's really good. Are you ready to see if our magic spell will work? Oh, okay. Okay. Abracadabra, giant grow.
So the magic was the man stood up.
He took the blanket off of his knees that had shoes underneath it and he stood up. And that was the wizard magic.
And then the two giants are going to be used to defeat. I got to be honest, Demi. I put I downloaded this video from YouTube because I was like, well, there's going to be a miniature horse. And I'd only seen the start of it. I'd only seen the bit where the guy's like, oh, my dad, I'm so small, yeah. I'm a giant.
Well, there were two miniature horses right at the start and they walked immediately off screen.
They were led swiftly away from the focal point of the action. Oh my God. And instead we got that. What an interesting addition to that wonderful channel.
So I guess the whole thing is that they're like, all right, we're giants because we work with miniature horses, and that's a fun perspective trick we can do. Okay, so yeah. You're going to involve them in your play? No.
We are
the actors.
It's about the humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of confusing. Here is just, okay, so to get the taste of that out of our mouth, here is an actual movie of a miniature horse from these guys. Oh, no, sorry. This is a big horse.
Oh, Tom.
Okay, but you'll
regular
like it.
Regular horses.
It is. Check it out. This is Doc Paint's movie.
Okay.
And this is just a regular horse they've trained to hold a paintbrush and then drop it onto a piece of wood. And then they try and get it to hold
the paintbrush and then
move it around on the wood.
Yep. Moving it around. No paint on that paintbrush. He's dropped it again. He's licking the paint. Okay,
yes.
Great. I hope that is non-toxic paint. A lot of dust on that horse you're whacking off there. They're not whacking off the horse. They're whacking the horse on its side and a lot of dust came off.
But there is something alluring about artists, isn't there? Mm. That one does want the horse even more now that one realizes its creative potential.
Mm, that's right.
I could be the horse's muse. Look down. It's just written the word ugly. Ugly fat. Well, yeah, that's... I've become... Not fully obsessed with, but the YouTube channel of Winnie Stott, she has 17 subscribers, and she is always uploading videos of her miniature horses and regular-sized horses doing tricks and being trained to do things.
Yeah.
And in that case, a minute and a half of a quite baffling performance,
yeah.
But one that, you know what, killed in the room.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
It does seem like there were probably a lot of nieces in the room, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Uncle Robert's got shoes on his knees.
Yeah, and he works with horses. He's the coolest guy in the world.
Well, thanks so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us, gang. We will see you later. If you're a Patreon member, we'll see you on the premium episode out in a bit. Hopefully I get that 2 hours and 50 minutes of sleep I so desperately need.
Jesus, I fucking hope so.
Dude. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm just going to fucking pass out tonight.
All right. Hopefully. Well, bye, guys.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.